All right. I am Caitlin Ianello. I'm the Director of Communications for the National Association of Wheat Growers, and I'm here with Brett Begeman, who is member of the Executive Leadership Team and Chief Operating Officer for the Crops Science Division of Bayer. So, Brett, if you could actually first kind of go into your role at Bayer and, you know, talk to us a little bit more about yourself.
Yeah. So I have what I think is one of the more exciting positions in any company, because I get to manage the operations and spend our time with our customers. So I manage all the commercial operations around the world in the various geographies of the world. We kind of break the world into Europe, Africa, Asia, South America, and North America. I spend time with customers in our organization and in all those areas.
Great. And we thought it would be great if you could kind of give us maybe a preview of what Bayer has coming down the pipeline for wheat.
Yeah, it's a really exciting time as the two companies have brought together the portfolio, and we're really starting to focus now on the future with and driving innovation in agriculture, which we intended to do with the combination. And in fact, very recently, we just announced a new herbicide that we're introducing for wheat growers, Luxor, that'll be coming out. But also deep in the pipeline, there are other fungicides that will be coming. There's other insecticides that are coming, as well as a brand new herbicide molecule that was just discovered. And we announced all of those a couple weeks ago in the pipeline disclosure that we made for the whole pipeline of the whole crop science business. So a lot of really exciting things coming in the future, and many of those will apply to our wheat customers as well.
Fantastic. And you talked a little bit about your global responsibility. So can you elaborate more on that and your perspective on trade, especially maybe as it relates to wheat or just in agriculture in general?
Yeah, I think as I think about agriculture, you kind of have to go to trade. Mm-hmm. Because when you think about the people in the world and where they reside and the likelihood that every geographic area with their population could sustain themselves from a food standpoint, it's difficult to get to that conclusion. And we happen to have in the world a very large agricultural land base in the Americas, from Canada to Argentina and everything in between, and therefore trade is incredibly important to everywhere in the world. You also think about it from a fruit and vegetable standpoint, and the desire for consumers to have more access to fruits and vegetables and 12 months of the year versus just when you can grow them in your own area. Therefore, trade again becomes a big part of making that happen, whether you're sitting in Europe and needing to rely on Southern Europe or Northern Africa, or whether you're sitting in the United States relying on South America. Global trade plays everywhere. Specific to wheat, wheat moves around the world as much as any crop that I'm aware of. A very large production base here in North America, as well as Europe. And it's important that we have global trading systems that allow the commodities to move around the world to get to the people. And it also allows the world to optimize the overall production. Some parts of the world are more conducive to growing one crop versus another. And where we can be highly productive in one area of the world, that creates the more sustainable agricultural system for the planet. And I think it's important that we think about these as how do we take care of the whole planet and take care of all people, rather than think about how we take care of our little slice, so that we can optimize the whole system around the world.
That's great. And lastly, I am interested in what you believe to be the greatest challenge facing agriculture in these maybe next 5-10 years or even sooner.
Yeah, I think it's a challenge as well as an opportunity. I think society has expressed a great interest over the last 5 years, and I believe going forward they will continue to do that, to be more involved in agriculture and understand agriculture. And I think as a challenge to us in the industry is, how do we figure out how to engage society in a constructive way, both to hear their thoughts and their inputs into what we do, as well as share the things that we do in agriculture and the consequences of decisions that either of us make. And I really think there's tremendous opportunity to improve that communication, societal discussion, if you want to call it that. Because at the end of the day, the planet is relying on us to create a more sustainable agricultural system. And I think it's important that we do that together, so that we get all the perspectives at the table, so that we're all making informed decisions when we do that. And that's part of the reason that we, as a company at Bayer Crop Science, we talk about shaping the future of agriculture. It's how do we shape the future of agriculture, bringing to bear the innovative nature of our company and the investments we make on the innovation side with the societal needs and the planetary needs around us. And I think that's a great challenge, but also opportunity.
That's fantastic. And is there anything else you'd like to know?
Not specifically.
All right.